Welcome to America Weekend.
America Weekend.
Good day, every day. Soon the clouds will free the rain. We'll let the secret of the sunshine. Good day, every day. The mother peacock doesn't show. The father's feathers colorful. Sometimes credit to who isn't always.
Pretty good days going for us here. We're bringing you what you need to know and then what we think about what you need to know. What do you think about what you need to know? Do you think you need to know the same things that we need to know?
Yes.
A little double talk and double speak.
It's a need-to-know basis.
I'm Doug Steffen. She's Jennifer Horn. He's Ken Kessler. She's Kara Schillen. And we're here with the breaking news. Well, some
breaking
of it is broken instead of breaking news. Iran decided it was time to put all of its enriched uranium on a ship and send it off to Russia.
Good idea.
I was talking about Russia earlier. Good place for the stuff. Enriched uranium, you may remember, is the key ingredient in the recipe to create a nuclear weapon. So we don't want the Iranians to have the nuclear weapons. We want to give this stuff to the Russians so they can make more of them. That's cool. What a neat idea that is, huh? The Iranians are complying with the deal. This is something. This was a New Year's resolution, I think, of the president for last year. And so it came true as we get into New Year's resolutions for this year. How about you? What are you doing for New Year's resolutions? Have you done our poll today at DougSteffen.com? Asks you about your resolve. We listed at DougSteffen.com the top five New Year's resolutions in the past and asked you which one is yours. A, losing weight. B, quitting your smoking habit. C, exercising more. D, get a better job. E, save money. F, other. G, I don't make resolutions. I guess I would say
F
exercising. You what?
F other.
Did
what
I say
I like.
F? Oh, F other. Nicely. See, I don't think that way. Listen to you. That's terrible. Please.
Okay, I have a good one this year that actually I hope I stick to.
Haven't people been going to your Facebook page and sending you New Year's resolutions as well?
Yes, and please, if you'd like to, facebook.com/Jennifer Horn Radio if you want to send me your New Year's resolutions. I'd love to.
As opposed to Jennifer Horn Politician.
Correct, because you have to have a little separation. Otherwise, you get death threats from people that like Donald Trump. Mm. That don't like Jennifer Horn in New Hampshire, who runs the GOP there, who doesn't like Donald Trump. Long story, I digress. Now, my New Year's resolution?
Yes.
Clutter.
Get rid of it.
Get rid of it. If you
clean
don't,
it out.
Here's something that I just picked up. There's a book out about getting rid of your clutter. And
oh, really?
I didn't read it, admittedly, but my mom did. And she said, one of the things I'm going to
use. I've been in your mother's house, and it's a lot neater than yours. I've been in both of your homes.
You've been to my mom's house?
When didn't I go to her house for that party? Oh, that wasn't in her house?
That was my house.
No. There was a birthday party.
You think my house is cluttered? I don't think so.
There was a birthday party. Remember I went to a party, a Christmas party
or
something?
My dad's house?
No, your mother's house.
Really?
I remember going, yes.
That's really unusual, but okay.
Well, anyway,
hey.
Thanks for remembering, anyway.
Well, did you really come to my mom's house?
Yes. There was a party and I was invited.
Did I show you my childhood bedroom?
Oh, I know what it was. It was a Halloween party because your father and I got wigs.
No, I know where you were. You were at my mom's best friend Sue's house.
Oh, I thought it was your mother's.
That's what it was. Yeah, that was for her birthday near Halloween. Yeah.
Yes, it was her birthday party. I do remember that.
There you go. Anyway, so if you touch something and you don't feel like a power or a pull to it, you're supposed to get rid of it. If when you touch something, you don't feel good or positive about it, you dump it.
Really? Huh. Okay.
So I'm going to touch you next time I see you.
Oh,
watch
thanks.
Out.
Great. Kenny, have you made a New Year's resolution?
I'm going to touch you too, Ken. Watch out. Watch out for the dumpster.
I haven't yet. I've been thinking about it, but I haven't decided on anything in particular that I want to give that title to.
Okay. I'm resolving to do less of these horrible stories conversationally. I'm just not there anymore. I'm tired of the shootings. I'm tired of the terrorism. Maybe once in a while you talk about Peyton Manning, who, by the way, as opposed to yesterday's story, now he's come out after, for those of you who don't know the story, Peyton Manning is angry at Al Jazeera for a documentary that claims that he used HGH, human growth hormone, He says it's completely fabricated. There are those who are saying, the football lovers say, oh my God, can you believe it? These Muslims, they're even going after our football players. The world is coming to an end because Al Jazeera is the Arab network that's come to America. And many people, I have their reporters on all the time, many people think they do a much better job of covering the actual news than the trash that comes out of the other American networks. You have to make up your own mind on that one. But I think that I wouldn't be blaming Al Jazeera here. I think there's something else going on, and whether he's the only one or not. But, you know, the other side of it is, at this point, the guy's all done. So why is there such a big deal? I'm almost thinking me thinks he does protest too much. At the end of his career, what are they going to do to him? The fans, go ahead.
The documentary wasn't just about him. He's just the biggest name.
Yeah. Who else was it was all football players, though, right?
No, there were a couple baseball players.
Really?
But there were no big names. He was the real standout name.
Yeah. I can't see Peyton Manning doing that.
Point in his career either.
It doesn't make a lot of sense. He doesn't look all buff and bulked out. I mean, he kind of, you know, I mean, I don't know. Maybe he broke his neck. Look, I'm sure he wanted to desperately get back to football after sustaining such a huge injury
But HGH wouldn't be the way to
But I don't know if that's the way. And, you know, the guy that worked for the clinic who actually talked about this, recanted his story and said that it wasn't true.
Well, that's probably because somebody went and threatened him one way or another. Ken, are you buying this? What's your gut tell you about this story?
Peyton Manning sounds a lot like Lance Armstrong. When the allegations against him came out, it was the same kind of stuff. But one of the things that Peyton Manning has been doing that seems really strange is that they said that these human growth hormones were sent to his home to his wife's name.
Wife's name, yeah.
And he doesn't deny that. He says that that's a privacy matter and it's none of his business what
she's
doing.
Is she taking him? What does she look like? Is she buffed up?
I didn't think so. The pictures I've seen, though, doesn't look like it.
Some of the women bodybuilders take that stuff. They'd be, you know, look more masculine or put together under that, no matter what the circumstance. I've taken stuff over the years that enhanced my own ability to produce human growth hormone. My son sort of steered me away from that sort of thing because if you have any free radicals in your body, and most of us do, the human growth hormone that's added, if you're using more than what you can produce yourself, it's liable to create a problem in your body. So not a good idea. And so you make up your own mind about whether to use them, knowing how detrimental they can be, and also whether Peyton Manning took them or not. I think at this point in his career, it'd be kind of silly. That's the way I'd look at it, but I don't
know. You know, he has an interesting defender in Tom Brady, who came out yesterday and was on WEEI in Boston talking about how these rumors, you know, because he just had to go through it with the Deflategate. Mm-hmm. And so he's like, you know, he's a big guy. He'll be able to defend himself. But you know, he said it's brutal. People will jump all over you.
Yep. Oh, sure they will. The negativity, the human reality of negativity, woof. Our poll, as long as we're in the poll box here, yesterday we asked you how long you're going to keep your Christmas tree up, and 39% of you said it would be through New Year's Day, 22% of you said probably another day or two, 18% said we've already taken ours down, 13% as long as possible, and 8% said through Epiphany, which is the same as the 12 days of Christmas. So that would be, what, January 6th, I think?
The 6th,
Yep.
Yeah. Happy New Year to you. The President of the United States is on vacation in Hawaii. Not necessarily news, except that yesterday his motorcade was followed by a drone. And did anybody ever figure out where the drone came from? I didn't get that out of what I saw briefly. I just sort of looked at it and I chuckled and snarkled and thought, okay, this is the latest. Somebody's going to fly a drone. Why didn't the Secret Service just shoot it down? I would have thought that would be what they do. If a drone flew over
they
my place,
should be able
I'd shoot
to do
it
that.
Down.
Yeah.
Of course they shoot it down, for heaven's sakes. The weather in our country is something that's on a lot of people's minds. If you're trying to travel, if you're trying to fly somewhere, oh, man, 2,800 flights were canceled yesterday. 2,800 flights because of the storm. Woo! You know how many there are actually every day, I believe, and I could be corrected, but I'm usually fairly accurate when it comes to flying and that sort of thing. I believe there are 5,400 plus flights a day in America. And there are, let's see, between the major airlines, about the average is that the planes do 2 to 3 takeoffs and landings a day, the average plane. Some of them is the Southwest plane. The average is 4 to 6. Long-haul planes only do 1 takeoff and landing. Let's say a plane is going from New York to Frankfurt, Germany, takes off from New York, goes to Frankfurt, turns around, and comes back again. That's what you can get out of it in a day. So up and down twice. But a lot of the domestic flights, the planes that are used domestically, are up and down 4 or 5, sometimes 6 times a day. It depends on the length of the flight. But if you think about 2,800 flights and what that does, any of you who've been stuck in an airport at any time in your life, you know what a horror show that is. All the restaurants run out of food. People are sleeping on the floor all over the place. It is a mess. So hopefully that gets clear. But the weather's not supposed to improve for the next, like, 24 hours. Still bad in mostly the northern climes. It's getting cold in the Midwest, and that always, you know, it's wintertime. And that's the way it's supposed to be, and probably will be. I'd like it to warm up a little here, though, in Southern California. Where do I put my order in for that?
No, Jennifer? Keep it cold. I like it.
No, I didn't come here to stay cold.
I don't
cold.
Care why you came here. I live here
really?
All the time.
Gee, thanks.
And on your whim, just because you want a little warm weather, you know,
I would
come
like
on.
A little, yes,
come
I'd like
on.
A little warm. Eat a little weather right this very minute. The Provia difference in your hair. The new year is coming. Time for a new you. Time to stop your wonderfully beautiful or handsome hair from falling out and thinning prematurely. That's where Provia comes in. P-R-O-V-I-A. Provia is the answer. It's a powerful, all-natural hair thinning treatment. Contains a unique blend of plant extracts. Get the results you want safely and naturally. Cleanses your scalp. Gets the akabanga that's in your pores from the cheap shampoos out. Here's a lady who's a doctor who said, quote, Provia truly delivers on its promise. Within weeks, new hair started coming in. No nasty smell. It's not greasy. I just apply a bit on the thinning area. Use it every other night before I go to bed. This is amazing stuff. Here's a doctor who's using it. So if and we have doctors. Dr. Ken thinks it's a great idea. So I want you to try it as an idea for yourself to get your hair back, guaranteed, or your money back. Get at it. Get at your hair. Make yourself look better and feel better for the new year with Provia. 800-525-8319.
Now, cheap psych tricks with Dr. Buff.
And Dr. Buff here. It's the old I'm going to count to three parenting technique. Does it work? Your child is misbehaving and you start counting. 1, 2, 3. And by the time you get to 3, the child comports himself. But is this the best technique? Here's the developmental science of it.
1, 2, 3.
All parenting experts, including a cadre of social psychologists, agree that consistency is key. But why 3 chances? Does your boss give you 3 chances to perform when you're told to get on with it? And really, do you like as a parent counting to 3? It's just downright embarrassing.
1, 2, 5.
Three.
What's the cheap psychological trick? When you tell your kid to do something the first time, follow it with either punishment or praise. The next time you ask, you won't have to count to 3, and always follow that one with praise. Check out my book, Cheap Psychological Tricks for Parents, at drbuff.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 888-359-MY-TV.
Today on App Check, I, Dracula, is a modern retelling of the original vampire story using email, text, and voicemail. Very clever
and scary. I, Dracula.
It's a hit.
The Movie Men 6-second review starts now.
For Star Wars nerds, it'll be lightsaber stiffies. For everyone else, The Force Awakens is still out of this world. I mean,
6-second reviews are brought to you by the flat out funniest comedy of the holiday season. Tina Fey and Amy Poehler are sisters, now playing
Big Success in a Minute with George and Mary Lynn.
W. Clement Stone went from paperboy to head up a billion-dollar company. Here are 3 things he learned selling papers.
First, inspiration to action. His savings were tied up in newspapers, worth nothing at the end of the day, so he had to sell them.
Have a deadline to keep you pushing.
Second, know-how. He learned diner patrons would buy papers to read while they ate, but the owner kept kicking him out. Stone learned how to sneak back in.
Learn through trial and error.
Third, activity knowledge. He saw other paperboys succeed by shouting out headlines. He quickly copied their technique.
Learn from others. It's the fastest way to reach big success.
Find big success at BIGGSuccess.com.
Have back taxes taken control of your life, your bank account, your paycheck? It's time to take back control and avoid tax liens, bank levies, garnished wages, and criminal charges. Take control today and call U.S. Tax Shield now at 800-524-6201.
Where are they now with Ahmad Rashad?
This Hall of Famer made the playoffs in each of his 19 seasons. He's the NBA's second all-time leading scorer and known as a gentleman off the court.
And Malone gets it to Stockton. It's a 3-on-1 break, and Karl Malone over Kareem for the basket.
So where's Karl Malone now? Karl has ample business interests to go with his big heart. He sent heavy equipment to Mississippi to help clean up after Hurricane Katrina, working 12-hour days himself. Karl endowed a weight room at his alma mater, Louisiana Tech, and he shared some of his strong political views on Fox News.
These are congressmen and senators doing this.
Well, first of all, Congress and the senator need to be slapped around for saying it.
Send the mailman to Washington, and he might just deliver. I'm Ahmad Rashad.
The Movie Man 6-second review starts now.
For Star Wars nerds, it'll be lightsaber stiffies. For everyone else, The Force Awakens is still out of this world. I mean,
6-second reviews are brought to you by the flat-out funniest comedy of the holiday season. Tina Fey and Amy Poehler are sisters, now playing.
48 past the hour. Do we have our TV theme? Kara's not used to it.
Oh, there she is. Of course she is.
Yeah. All right, so I see that an anchor at CNN who's pregnant passed out while she was doing a report.
Yeah, it was awkward. I don't know if you saw it, but it was really, you feel for this poor woman because she's pregnant.
Is the video all over
YouTube?
It's
all over the place, and you could see her getting ready to go. Like, she was starting to get kind of swirly. She started to kind of slur her words a little bit. They popped a graphic up on the screen, and just as they did, you hear her go, oh, and then bam, you hear her fall to the ground. Yeah.
Oh, my God. Oh, that's terrible.
Pretty bad. But she went on Twitter, said, look, I'm fine. She went and finished her newscast. So
when did she do?
I don't know. I don't know that. But
she announced
the
pregnancy last month.
April. There you go. All right. Also in some TV news, something that will make you swoon if you are a fan of Duck Dynasty. Never fear. They're coming back in January with not just one episode, back-to-back episodes. Oh, yeah, I know. Yeah. The show was suspended in 2014 following anti-gay remarks by Phil Robertson, and he said them in GQ, and they were at least taken as anti-gay.
And you can be sure they'll all come back again as soon as they go back on the air.
Exactly.
News media will be all over that.
Yeah. So now we've got Miss K opening her own bakery. We have Willie going into a dodgeball rivalry with pro wrestlers Kurt Angle, and he's going to, you know, also get a little wrestling help. The season will conclude with a one-hour episode in February that chronicles a road trip from the family to drop John Luke and Mary Kate off at Liberty University. It premieres Wednesday, January 13th on A&E. You can mark that on your schedule.
51 after the hour on Good Day.